if I had to choose just one day.
If I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday, the day that I met you. Newborn whippoorwills were calling from the hills. Summer was a-coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills. Nodding all together, I could almost hear them whisper, go on, kiss her, go on and kiss her. If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you smiled at me that way, that Sunday, that summer.
Newborn whippoorwills were calling from the hills. Summer was a-coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills.
If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started.
Darling, it would be when you smiled at me
that way, that Sunday, that summer.
If I had to choose just one day.
B-A-C-A-T-I-O-N, in the summer sun.
We're on vacation, having lots of fun.
V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N.
gonna raise a fuss. I'm gonna raise a holler about working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
"No dice, son, you gotta work late."
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mama papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use the car to go riding next Sunday. I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use the car, cause you didn't work a lick.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. To the United Nations. Well, I called up my congressman and he said, quote,
"I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote."
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Thank you. fun now.
Yes, summer is fun.
Fun, fun, summer is fun now.
Thank you.
summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich, and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, the home should cry.
One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing,
and you're going to spread your wings and take to the sky.
Morning, you know that nothing is going to harm you.
So hush, little baby, don't hold you cry. You know, summertime, summertime, the living is it. Also, the fish are a jumping, and the sugar cane is high. And the living is easy. When all fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. All that is rich, and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, at the home to cry.
Well, I don't know about you, but I am definitely a summer person. I don't like the heat, but I really don't like the cold. So that makes me a summer person. I mean, the sun, the leaves, the flowers, the girls in their clothes, or lack of, iced tea, iced coffee, beer, SPF 30, the beach. Oh, man. I don't know how you winter people get along with yourselves, but that's your problem. Today we pay tribute to summer. We started with Nat King Cole, one of the nicest things I think he's ever done. That Sunday, that summer. Always liked that song. After that, V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. Not Connie Francis, that was Shelley Fabre. That's right, the little girl from the Donna Reed Show. She had a little bit of a recording career. After that, Shelley Fabre, The Things We Did Last Summer. And you know, I'm going to tell you a secret right now that I never really told anybody. When I was a teenager, I had the biggest crush on Shelley Fabre, I swear to God. I'm past that now. Flying Lizards after that, the Summertime Blues, Lou Christie and his adorable little chirpers, Summer Snow, Summer Means Fun from Bruce and Terry, Bruce Johnston and Terry Melcher. Bruce was a on-and-off member of Beach Boys, big session guy. Terry Melcher, producer, founder of the Ripcords. Son of Doris Day, got himself into some trouble with the Manson Gang. After that, All Summer Long from Kid Rock, featuring Lynyrd Skynyrd and George Torrens, or Jorge Torrens, Summertime. So, I don't know, the biggest thing about the summer is, let's go to the friggin' beach. All right, come on, get your towels, let's go, we're going.
We got an early start. We're gonna have a ball. We're gonna ride the surf. Yeah, and that ain't all. Nothing is greater than the sand surfing's off there. Unwrap our boards just as soon as we get there. Stack them in the sand while they're breaking just right. Yeah, we're surfing all day and we're swinging all night. Vacation is here. Beach party tonight. We're chalking our boards.
We're in school.
Now we're waxing our boards at Balboa 2. Nothing is greater than the sand surfing's off there. Unwreck our boards just as soon as we get there. Stack them in the sand while they're breaking just right. Yeah, we're surfing all day and we're swinging all night. Vacation is here. Beach party tonight.
Here at last.
The time's just right.
We're gonna try to have,
yeah, beach party tonight. Nothing is greater than the sand surfing's off there. Unwreck our boards just as soon as we get there. Stack them in the sand while they're breaking just right. Yeah, we're surfing all day and we're swinging all night. Vacation is here.
Beach party tonight.
Vacation is here.
Beach party tonight.
Over here, man!
Pedro!
I'm over here, man, by the trash can!
Where? I can't see you!
Over here where the flies are, man!
Oh, I see you! Hey, I'll be right over, man!
Okay, hurry up!
Excuse me, coming through. I say, can I get by here, please? Oh, thanks! Oh, 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 what is that so hot?
Hey, fool! You got your foot in the Kool-Aid, man!
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Flat-footed sucker. Get out.
Excuse me. Can I get through here, please? Thanks. Hey, Pedro, man. Hey, listen,
hey, man. Watch out. You're going to step in the...
Oh, wow. What is this?
Well, it ain't peanut butter and bologna, man.
Oh, God, man. Come on. Let's go down the water, man. I got to wash off my feet.
Okay, but where's the water, man? I haven't even seen it.
Hey, well, listen, man. I'm going to crawl up this lifeguard tower. Maybe I can see where it is from there.
Yeah, that's a good idea, man. Go on. It's hot out. I feel just like a refried bean or something.
Hey, Pedro, I see it, man. I see the water. You can see the waves and everything, man. It's right over here. See, right over there.
How are we going to get to it, man? There's too many people, man.
Hey, I got an idea, man. Hey, I know how we can clear the beach.
Well, hurry up.
Hey, just watch this, man. Sure. Everybody out of the water! There's sharks all over the place! Sharks! Sharks! Look out! They're gonna eat you!
Now what's going on here?
Oh man, the sharks all over the place, man!
Sharks? Where?
Over there, man! They came up right up on the beach and ate a little girl, man! Right where you're standing, man!
Oh my God! Murther! Murther! Come on, let's get out of here! There's sharks coming up on the beach! Well, forget the blanket! Let's go!
Hey, Skip, what's your hat?
I missed it, man. This little girl was out there surfing, man. A big shark came up and ate her, dead and everything, man.
Oh, wow, really? What kind was it?
Well, I think it was a 12-foot dinghy with an orange racing stripe, man.
Oh, far? Hey, let's go down by the pier.
Oh, yeah, the pier's in there.
Come on, Pedro, I'll race you to the water, man.
Okay, man. First one is a wet head.
All right.
It's around the moon. Oh, this is more like it, man.
Beautiful, man.
Yeah, our own private beach, man.
Come on, let's go catch some waves, man.
Okay, man. Hey, man, what's that behind you, man? Look, there's a fin coming towards you, man.
I knocked it off, Pedro, man.
Oh, really, man? There's a fin. It looks like a shark is gonna get you, man.
Sure, man. Sure. Hey, man.
Turn around, man. There's a fin. It's right behind you, man.
Hey, man, it's not a shark within 200 pounds.
Hey, man, give me your hand. I got you, man.
Oh, no.
Where's the rest of him? Oh, the shark ate him. Oh, no, he's coming after me. Oh, no. Oh, good. Somebody threw me a frisbee. Okay, shark, now try to get me, man. Come on, I'll shove this down your throat for dessert. Here you go. Get him up. Try to get me.
Hey, Pedro.
Shark, Pedro.
you were sleeping, man. Are you okay?
Oh, wow, man. Must have been having a nightmare, man. In the daytime.
There he is, Dad. There he took our frisbee and stuck it in the garbage can this time, Dad.
Hey, Yo-Yo, what's wrong with you? I told you that if you touch the frisbee again, I'll break your neck.
Hey, why don't you bug off, you big baboon? Why don't you go back to the zoo and take that little monkey with you?
Who you calling a monkey, you little creep?
Hey, listen. Wait a minute, man. Come on, settle down, man.
Who you telling to settle down, you pencil neck geek?
Who you calling a creep, man?
Come you on, listen, I'll keep on.
First time the black and white jump to the moon had 30 seconds. It's 74 sharp degrees in the water. Sharp news coming up next with Charlie Tuna. But first, here's a little boogie, my little boogie brothers.
The beach is a good place to pick up girls because you can really see what you're getting. Most beaches are crawling with chicks, and they're all there for just one reason: to get a terrific tan so they'll look great and attract all the men they want. But why wait till they've got the perfect tan? Why not pick the best-looking chick right off the beach and have a really great afternoon in the sun? Remember, that's what she's there for. And because girls are more self-conscious about their looks, there'll be more chicks than guys catching the rays on the beach any day. This works in your favor because it makes the girls competitive for the guys and easy pickups. Just pick out a pretty girl, put your towel down in her line of sight, and spread out your gear. Let her see that you're well-equipped with a radio, thermos of drinks, and magazines, so she'll know you're a serious sun worshiper, too. Don't let her know yet that you've noticed her. This is easy because her eyes will probably be closed against the sun until she hears you unpacking your gear. Settle down and then take out your empty suntan oil spray. Shake the can angrily, making as much noise as you can as you pretend to discover it's empty. When you've got her attention, notice her noticing you. You probably won't even have to speak first. This is such a perfect pickup technique. That's what happened to Paul at Malibu when he settled down near a leggy chick wearing just a string bikini.
Are you out of oil?
Yeah. I thought I had a full can, but my sister must have used it all when I lent it to her. And the sun's really fierce today.
Well, would you like to borrow some of mine?
Say, that would be great, but are you sure you have enough?
I always carry extra.
You're very smart.
First, Paul's already let her know he's generous by making up that story about lending his sister his suntan oil, while actually his can's been empty all summer. But more important, he's the first guy on the beach to ever tell this great-looking chick she's smart. He doesn't even mention her fantastically soft-looking breasts pushing out of her bathing suit top. He can tell her that later. Right now, she's proud to lend him some oil because he's noticed how intelligent she is to have brought an extra supply. Girls like to have their intelligence appreciated as well as their bodies. Then Paul goes over to have a closer look at this chick holding out the oil to him.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Are you sure you can spare it?
Sure, take all you want.
I'll put it on here so you can have it right back.
That's all right. Take your time.
You've got such a good tan, you must live on the beach.
Yes, I share a house with some other stewardesses.
When Paul learns the girl's a stew, he knows what to do next because stews are trained to serve men. So he pretends to have trouble spreading the suntan oil on his back.
It's hard to spread this stuff on my back. Do you think you can give me a hand here? I can't get it right in the middle.
Sure, hold still. How's that?
Feels great. I couldn't have done it without you.
Paul's no novice at this pickup. He knows perfectly well how to oil his own back, but he also knows that all girls want to be helpful and feel needed. In 5 minutes, he's getting a back rub from this fantastic chick who is falling out of her tiny suit over him. And she still doesn't know she's being picked up.
I'm protected now. But your back looks kind of dry. Let me do it for you.
Oh, thanks.
Just undo your strap and I can get it around.
Okay.
How's that feel?
But Paul doesn't have to ask because he knows he's a terrific back rubber. Who isn't? And the chick is literally in his hands. He can feel the supple muscles of her back tensing and relaxing under his sure fingers.
That feels wonderful.
It's important to work the oil in. There. That about does it.
So fast.
She wants more. Paul really knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Now that she's relaxed and ready, he throws her the pass.
I'd like to pay you back for the suntan oil.
Oh, forget it. I'm glad I could help.
I just can't forget it. You saved my skin. I'll tell you what. Let me give you a frosty drink from my thermos. It's the least I can do for you.
You don't have to do anything.
Please. I insist.
Well, just one would be refreshing.
And how can she resist? When she struggles to do up her bathing suit straps, she flashes some nipple, but Paul keeps cool. He gives her a hand up, and they go over to his towel. Now he's got her on his own territory. She's his already, and they haven't even had that drink yet.
Here's your drink. I'm glad at least I remember my thermos.
I'm glad you ran out of suntan oil.
Me too.
And where does this beautiful relationship go from here? Anywhere Paul wants it to. And all because he made this luscious chick feel special because he noticed her intelligent planning. Try it.
Lifeguard who swung round the pier, who chased him and shouted, "Go away from here!" He swam on his back and did many a trick, and he made the girls gasp at the size of his powerful backstroke that swept him along while he puckered his lips and he whistled a song. When no one was looking, he'd hide from his sis, and under the pier, he would take a good peek at the bathers who lay on the sand, And at some young skirt, he waved a bold hand. On the 4th of July, there were several squalls, and one tore his suit off and showed both his bad scars that he'd got from a boy, the time that he fell and got cut on a toy. His sister's red suit was the finest of fits, and showed to perfection the swell of her trim little form from her head to her feet. Oh, she sure was a honey, and looked awful sweet. She dove like a frog, and swam like a duck, and showed by her motions she knew how to frolic in the water way up to her chin without getting drowned, as so many had been. When tired of swimming, for shells she would hunt and go through the motions of washing her clothes in the ocean so deep and so blue, thinking thereby to make them like new. When tired of this sport, for sure she would start and enjoy the strange pleasure of letting a fish bear her onward right up to the shore, because she was thinking of doing it some more. When she reached the shore, in spite of our growls, she sat on the beach and emptied her beautiful shoes that had filled up with sand, and brushed off her feet with the palm of her hand. And when evening came, she knew what to do. She went home to her husband and got a good scolding for leaving her homework undone. But just like this song, it was all done in fun.
They won't let us show it at the beach. No, they won't let us show it at the beach. They think we're gonna grab it if it gets within our reach. And they won't let us show it at the beach. But you can show it in your parlor to most anyone you choose. You can show it at a party with your second shot of booze. You can show it on the corner wearing overcoat and shoes. But they won't let us show it at the beach. No, they won't let us show it at the beach, friends. They won't let us show it at the beach. Are they sure we're gonna grab it if it gets within our reach? So they won't let us show it at the beach. But you can show it in the movies on a cineramic screen. You can show it in the most sophisticated magazine. You can show it while you're bouncing on the high school trampoline. They won't let us show it at the beach. But if you've got a gun, it's legal to display it on your hip. You can show your butcher knives to any interested kid. But if it's made for loving, then you'd better keep it hid. And they won't let us show it at the beach.
Have you got a longing for Laguna? Or for a week, a month, or more at all, Cape Cod? Are you game for doing beach with city? Or find some hidden lake and take your fishing rod? It's summertime, and Miller has a 402 that sounds just fine. Says if you got the time, we've got the beers, Miller beers. Miller tastes too good to hurry through, but when it's time to relax, Miller stands clear, beer after beer. If you've got the time, you've got the time. We've got the beer, Miller beer, if you've got the time.
We're going to- getting wide. I'm so blind, I need a guide. I'm a surfing. I'm a surfing down the
drying myself off here. Get that sand out of there. Okay. Ooh, yeah, that tickles. All right, we just got back from the beach. As you are aware, you were here with me. We started with Annette, the beach party. Cheech and Chong, a day at the beach with Pedro and Man. Eric Weber, part of his disgusting Picking Up Girls series. That was, of course, Picking Up Girls at the Beach. And I have never known any girl that gullible. But then again, I don't travel in the right circles. Joanne Campbell, after that, I wish it would rain all summer. Hazel Acker, oh, what a beach. And, you know, that's kind of weird for a 78. They would talk like that back then. The other side, the flip side of it, I actually have the record, is something called Duck Soup, and it's pretty much more of the same. It's really weird. Shel Silverstein, They Won't Let You Show It at the Beach. Judy Russell, Surfing with Jimmy, and I don't know where this guy came from. George Husak. I'm surfing. That's why I sound so bad. I've got water in my mouth and sand in my ears because I've been surfing. I don't know. I tried surfing once, and I could not ever get to the point where I could stand up on the board. I would fall over. Body surfing is fine with me. So, anyway, It's summer. I'm too lazy. I'm just going to, you know, I'm just going to tell you that this is the Bit Slap. You're listening to me, KBC. The Bit Slap is a tribute to summer. I'm too lazy to think of anything else. So let's just get back to some music, shall we? You're listening to Vivaldi. We'll be right back.
with a lemonade. We're next to nothing and we're like this.
By the wise and the old, something good I'm supposed to remember. If my first love I found in the warm of July, it'll cool in the nip of September. Now they point to the skies, to the old and the wise, and they speak of a chill in the air. And they wink while they're nudging me over to the pretty little ladies in the square. But I don't care, for still I love my summertime love. Still I love the kissing and the courting. Still I love my summertime love with a heart still summertime true. Still I love my summertime love. Still I want her walking close beside me. Still I love my summertime love. Let the sea change as they do. Let the chilly autumn wind blow in my window. Chilly autumn wind blow in my door. Chilly autumn wind blow down my chimney and up through the crack in the floor.
There's a little spot of land in the western end of Lake Erie called South Bass Island. And my friends, you owe it to yourself to go there for a purely philosophical experience. Thousands of people do each year for spiritual rejuvenation and soul cleansing. What mystifies me is they all come back with a big smile on their face. The last of May, the Puttin' Bay, is when the fever strikes. The island reeks of city freaks and moped mini bikes. The townies pray for Labor Day, and then thank God they're gone. The cannons rock at Miller's Dock, and island life goes on. I survived the South Bass Island summer of 82. And if you listen well to me, you can't survive it too. You're just a drunk a month or two, or maybe even more. And if you're good, you can drink yourself into the summer of 84. There's
more damn dance on Old South Bass, and it'll give you fits. The girls don't care about what they wear, just look at all them swimsuits. They'll jump and shout and all cry out for a Patrick Daly tune. With liquored breath, they look like death. Lord,
it's only June.
I survived the South Bass Island summer of 82. And if you listen well to me, you can survive it too. You just stay drunk a month or two, or maybe even more. And if you're good, you can drink yourself into the summer of 84. Lord, I survived the South Bass Island summer of 82. And if you listen well to me, you can survive it too. You just stay drunk a month or two, or maybe even more. And if you're good, you can drink yourself into the summer of 84. Lord, if you're good, you can drink yourself into the summer of 84. I said, if you're good, you can drink yourself into the summer.
Summer's in New Jersey. I always hated Jersey. The good times evaded me, no matter what I did. All the girls were older. When you're 13, everyone's older. And even the 13-year-old girls treated me like I was just some kid. So please take me to the boardwalk and let me try to beat those games. I love the crooked Midway barkers and the boss's youngest daughter, and I can't wait for fall so I can go home again. I blew all my money on the boardwalk. Every year I try to beat those games, and then I stumble over bodies on the overcrowded beaches. It's like some private party where no one knows your name. Summer's in New Jersey. Even the weather's lousy. Comic books and TV won't keep me entertained. Summers last forever. When you're 13, everything lasts forever. You believe you can come back every year and it will all remain the same. So please take me to the boardwalk and let me try to beat those games. I love the crooked Midway barkers and the boss's youngest daughter, and I can't wait for fall so I can go home again. I blew all my money on the boardwalk. Every year I try to beat those games, and then I stumble over bodies overcrowded beaches, and it's like some private party where no one knows your name.
Thank you.
Come on and dance with me, my sweet, down by the sea. It's summertime, the moon, the stars, the bees, the flowers too. We'll swim the rollies high and let the fish swim by. Be mine tonight, give in, wherever spring may be. Summer, the sea and you, my darling, us two, Mr. Sunshine, for you to lead on. Fish in the sea, the rollies dancing, be by, let's go swimming, my pet, let's get high. A toodly-doo, 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 my baby. Toodly-doo, toodly-doo, get married, maybe, maybe. Summer, the sea, and you, you're my baby doll. On the beach, you're a queen, honey, my. Viens me danser avec moi, ma chérie, à la mer. Célèbre la lune, les rois, les roues, les fleurs aussi. Nos négrants toutes les vagues, et néguides l'air aux hommes. Et un à moi, ce soir, soudé, nos négrants, en plein temps, je ne sais pas, oh là l'été, les mers et vous, ma chérie, nous tous, mes sous et belles, douce alliée, les ma poulette, elle onze. Ma enfant, tous les deux, ma chérie. Tous les deux, elle onze nous sérieux, n'est-ce pas? Oh là là! L'été, les mères et vous, vous êtes, je les m'en bouquais, chérie.
If you're swinging, if you're boating, if you're pitching, if you're floating, you need Nestle's Quicken Milk this summer. If you're training, if you're racing, try the drink that's really bracing. It's Nestle's Quicken Milk this summer.
Delicious chocolatey Quick makes the most wonderful energy drink. Gives you all the health of milk, plus Quick's own vitamins and iron. Never sticky sweet, so it really quenches thirst. Get cool, get a great chocolatey treat, and get lots of energy builders.
Take a tip from
all us bright kids.
It's the drink that's
really right, kids.
Ask for Nestle's Quick and Milk this summer.
Oh.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S, Nestle's makes the very best.
Chocolate.
I've seen old-fashioned all my life and had old-fashioned ways. But with the times I'm going to move, you must do nowadays. A young man in a draper shop, I called in up the whip. He declared that I was lovely with a trifle overdressed. He jawed and jawed for half an hour on fashion's latest weave, and kidded me to spin my hard-earned cash into a sleeve. Summer blouses, they tell me that they're great, so I must be up to date from the housing. I'll display my lovely form. They say they're cool, but I think they're very warm. They're just the thing a mother wants to strain the Sunday green, to make them come in useful. There are lots of ways and means. For instance, when our Jimmy goes out fishing with a tin, they'll do the stick upon his rod to catch the tiddlers in. Old Mother Eve, she didn't care a thing for none of these. When she wanted costumes, all she did was shake the queen. Summer blouses, summer blouses, they tell me that they're great, so I must be up to date. From my houses, I'll display my lovely form. They say they're cool, but I think they're very warm. I think us girls have covered up our forms quite long enough. 20-90 in the shade and dressed in all this stuff. I'll bet my life when I get one of these things on me back, the chaps around our way will all be well upon regret. The only thing before I go strolling in the park, I'll have to put some whitewash on my little strawberry mark. Summer blouses, summer blouses, they tell me that they're great, so I must be up to date. From the houses, I'll display my lovely form. They say they're cool, but I think they're very warm.
Just one last look around the grounds where I spent so many wonderful years. See, I'm leaving 'cause I graduate today, and it's hard to fight back them tears. As I stand here on the campus, there's just memories all around. The president's house stood right over there till Halloween, when we all burned it down. The old mess hall there brings to mind some good times we had one night. You can still see the bullet holes the machine guns left when the National Guard tried to break up the riot. As I recall, it is the very next day that they added them 10 new guards. But half of them quit when the word leaked out about the landmines we'd buried in the yard. When moonbeams, the nurse at the hospital would get tired, she'd rest in this big wheelchair. Till one day, somehow, the brake didn't hold, and she rolled down 6 flights of stairs. We all cried. And I remember the day they sent Stumpy Scranton to the workshop to fix the power mower. He tore it all down and then used the parts to build a bazooka, the cute little flamethrower. I'm really gonna hate to leave this old dump, 'cause I've made a lot of good friends. But I turned 18 just day before last, so I'm being transferred to the state pen.
Ah, yes. This too is Vivaldi. Excerpts from The Seasons, the summer version, just in case you're wondering. We started that set with Jesse James. Not the bank robber, but the hot chick. That was Boys in the Summer. Got that off of YouTube. And that's the second thing of hers that I ran into that I really like. So I'm going to have to check her out, I think. I think I'll wait till she's on the beach. Check her out there. Anthony Perkins after that. I think it was the same Anthony Perkins, but that sounded like some sort of Broadway play, and that was from some play. I don't know. I think. I don't know. That was called Summertime Love, as you may have figured out. Wait, what the hell is this guy's name? Hold on. Michael Kelly Brewer after that. I Survived the Bass Island Summer of 82. There's a whole album of Bass Island songs. Bass Island is up there in Michigan, as he told you. Summer's in New Jersey from Cliff Eberhard. Louise Ayres Mal, Malay. Summer, the sea, and you. We had a word from Farfel and his friends for Nestle's Quick. Vesta Victoria, Summer Blouses, and Don Bowman, Graduation Day. So you've graduated. You can now go out and have the rest of your summer vacation unfettered by yours truly. You have a whole 3 months ahead of you of summertime. So I suggest you make the most out of it, because when November comes around, you're going to be saying, shit, what the hell happened? Pay attention. You'll know. Got a couple of mystery tunes for you coming up. One you've already heard today, but not like this. And another one that is a perennial summer favorite. Again, you haven't heard it like this. So I will see you next week. Stay cool if you can. Keep your iced tea jug full. And be careful about drinking a lot of beer in the daytime, okay? I'll see you next week.
Mir schlug das Herz bei jedem.